Just read your prayer of A.W. Tozer. It encouraged me and may it encourage you. A.W. Tozer was a mighty man. He was certainly close to God. He said, "Dear Lord, I refuse henceforth to compete with any of thy servants. They have congregations larger than mine, so be it. I rejoice in their success. They have greater gifts, very well. That is not in their power nor in mine. I am humbly grateful for their greater gifts and my smaller ones. I only pray that I may use to thy glory such modest gifts as I possess. I will not compare myself with any, nor try to build up my self-esteem by noting where I may excel one or another in thy holy work. I herewith make a blanket disavowal of all intrinsic worth. I am but an unprofitable servant. I gladly go to the foot of the cross and own myself the least of thy people. If I err in my self-judgment and actually underestimate myself, I do not want to know it. I purpose to pray for others and to rejoice in their prosperity as if it were my own. And indeed it is my own, if it is thine own, and what is thine is mine, and while one plants and another waters, it is thou alone that giveth the increase." God's sovereignty with his servants. He gives to one small things and few talents. He gives to one great things and many talents. It's his prerogative. And it is ours to say, "Keep us all humble." And we are most unprofitable servants, whether with many or with few, whether in a big place or a small place. He is sovereign. We submit and we obey.